Let us pray. Father, we just thank you so much for the word today. We just give you the glory and the praise for everything that have taken place, even on last night. I just know that it was a rhema word coming from you, from Pastor Cora, God. And we just thank you for people being transformed in your image and your likeness, God. And we thank you for every lady that is here today. We all are being transformed in some kind of shape, form, or fashion, more into your image and your likeness, God. And we just want to be able to carry everything that we have received today back with us and be able to share with others that we come in contact with, God. Oh, God, bless our light to shine no matter where we go, who we're around, God. Bless us to be obedient to your word, whatever we need to say to that person. Bless us with the holy boldness of God to be able to speak into that person's life, God, and their lives to be changed. And we thank you for this word, Holy Spirit. As you give it to me, I give it to them. And I give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. I'm going to go with the theme. Amen. God gave me a message to go with the theme of the conference. Amen. And we're going to talk today as the Holy Spirit directs me. I don't know what else he want to have me to do, but as he direct me, he gave me, and Pastor Cora, when she called, and everybody just look at Pastor Cora. I just thank God for her. Amen. And we just want to appreciate her, what she's done. Amen. And whoever else was helping her, Pastor, we just appreciate you. Amen. And everything that you have done to put this conference together. Amen. And it's not in vain. Amen. She's my spiritual mother, and I love her, and I just appreciate her so much. Amen. Amen. God want me to talk on today. And, you know, I always, my tongue get tied. The people at church, they probably laugh at me because I'm from the country, and some words I don't say as plain as others do. Amen. Metamorphosis experience. That's what God want us to have. Amen. You know, we know about the butterfly. Amen. When it's in the cocoon, amen, things is going on in that cocoon to make it become something beautiful. Amen. And you know, when we in the process of being made over, God is making some of, you know, when I was sitting there and worshiping God, God said he want to change some of our images. Some people in church don't have the right image. They say they love God, but they don't have the right image. They don't show forth what God wants them to show forth. And in order for us to know that God is transforming us, that word transform means just to change or make different, switch over, make a remodel of something, or reconstruct you. Amen. God want to reconstruct a lot of us. Amen. You know, when we're under reconstruction, things is happening in our lives we don't understand sometimes. Amen. And we don't like being reconstructed. Why? Because it hurts sometimes. Because things is being taken off us that we are so accustomed to have, and we think that's a part of us. And God saying, no, I don't want you to be like that. That's not who you really are. Amen. In order for us to be able to know that we have had a change in the spirit, amen, we got to know the will of God for our lives, amen. So many times in all the, especially ladies, you know, we get so emotional about everything. Like some of us, when I say move over, you, I can look at the expression. She don't belong here anymore. How she can tell me to move over? And then, you know, sometimes when you're in the spirit, you just read people's minds anyway. But the thing is, we got to understand when we made in God's image, it's certain things we don't need to allow the enemy to make us do anymore. Amen. It's certain things we shouldn't even allow ourselves to do anymore. Amen. So even when Jesus was when God in Genesis, I was talking on this Wednesday night, when God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. He had us already in mind. He had already said what he wanted to do. But then we know Adam came along and things started happening. So he sent Jesus to be that person, to that mediator, to come in and down the cross for us and save us, amen, from our sins. And he filled us with his Holy Spirit. So that the Holy Spirit is in us to do what needs to be done if we allow him to. So in order for us to be made over, to be remodeled, under construction and allowing the Holy Spirit to do that, we got to participate. A lot of times we don't want to participate. Amen. Lord, change me. Oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And then God said, okay, I know it. You crying, I'm going to help you. But in the era we crying out, we don't want it to be hard. We want everything to come easy. And God said, this is going to cause some pain. This is going to cause some suffering. This is going to cause some separation. And a lot of times we don't want to separate from people. We don't want to separate from our friend. We don't want to separate from people that we are familiar to be around. But God said, this is going to cost you something to be made in my image. Amen. It's going to cause us sometime to lose the things that we think we love the most. And sometimes that can be bad relationships, ladies. A lot of times we're in bad relationships. And I'm going to read the scripture what we are going with, and I'm going to show you something, what God was showing me in the Word concerning that. Amen. And I'm going to read it out of the ERV version, which I love. Amen. Because it's very simple. And I'm going to start at verse 12. I think that's where I'm going to, yes. It's a second chapter, a 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, and verse 12, and I'm going to read all the way down. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, and starting at verse 12. Now I'm going to start at verse 13. It said, we are not like Moses, who put a covering over his face. He covered his face so that the people of Israel would not see it. The glory was disappearing, and Moses did not want them to see it in. But their minds were closed. And even today, when those people read the writing of the old agreement, that some covering hides the meaning, that covering has not been removed from them. It is taken away only through Christ. Yet even today, when they read the law of Moses, there is a covering over their minds. But when? Somebody said, but when? But when someone changes and follows the Lord, that covering is taken away. Off your face, that covering is taken away from you. Amen. You don't no longer have anything. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. We don't no longer have anything to hide. You know, a lot of times with women, I would say it like this. When we on fire for the Lord and things happen in our lives and we tend to beg back, when we used to sit up at the front, we'll start sitting way in the back because it's something that we are trying to hide. It's some hurt somewhere we're trying to hide.